This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey there, digital nomads and tech enthusiasts. Rachel Cotter here, your friendly neighbourhood guide through the wild world of screens and how they impact our brains. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing notifications, your attention bouncing from one shiny object to another? You know that feeling when you start a task but suddenly find yourself scrolling through social media, lost in the vortex of likes and comments? Welcome to the club, because we're all grappling with this digital overload. But don't worry, I'm here to help you reclaim your focus, boost your productivity, and navigate the tech landscape like a boss. Today, we're diving into mindful technology use. It's not about ditching your phone or becoming a Hannah, though weekend detox might sound tempting. It's about being intentional with how you interact with technology, using it as a tool to enhance your life rather than letting it control you. Think of it like this. Your mind is a garden, and technology can be both the sunshine and the weeds. With mindful practices, you become the gardener, carefully cultivating your attention and reaping the rewards of a focused, productive life. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that digital garden. First up, awareness. Seriously, start paying attention. Notice how you use technology throughout the day. What triggers those mindless scrolling sessions? Is it boredom, stress, or simply habit? Once you're aware of your tech patterns, you can start making conscious choices about when and how you engage. Next, intentionality. Ask yourself, what am I hoping to achieve with this screen time? Are you actually learning something new, connecting with loved ones, or just procrastinating? If it doesn't serve a purpose, ditch it. Think of it like eating. Would you mindlessly shovel junk food into your mouth all day long? Probably not. Treat technology the same way. Choose quality over quantity. Third, boundaries. Set clear limits on your tech use. Maybe designate certain times as screen-free zones, like during meals or before bed. You could also try using apps that track your screen time and send you reminders to take breaks. Remember, it's about creating a healthy balance, not deprivation. Fourth, mindfulness. When you do engage with technology, be present in the moment. Instead of passively scrolling, actively engage with the content. Read articles thoroughly, participate in meaningful conversations, and avoid multitasking. You'll absorb information better and feel more fulfilled. Finally, reclaim your time. Technology can be a huge time suck, but it can also be a powerful tool for productivity. Use scheduling apps to manage your tasks, leverage online resources for learning, and connect with collaborators remotely. When you use technology mindfully, you free up time and energy for the things that truly matter, pursuing your passions, spending time with loved ones, and simply enjoying life. Let's take a real-world example. Imagine you're working on an important project but keep getting distracted by social media notifications. That feeling of frustration? We've all been there. Here's how mindful tech use can help. Awareness. Notice how the constant pings pull your attention away from the task at hand. Intentionality. Ask yourself if checking those notifications is truly necessary right now or if you can wait until later. Boundaries. Close unnecessary tabs, silence non-essential notifications, and set specific times to check social media. With these simple strategies, you can regain control of your focus and make significant progress on your project. So there you have it, 5 powerful steps to cultivate mindful tech use and unlock a world of enhanced focus and productivity. Remember, this isn't about becoming a tech-averse recluse. It's about harnessing the power of technology while safeguarding your well-being and achieving your goals. Keep those screens in check, folks, and remember to take care of that brilliant mind of yours. Tune in tomorrow for another dose of digital detox wisdom, where we'll be exploring strategies for managing stress and anxiety in the age of constant connectivity. Until then, keep shining bright and stay mindful.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.